Welcome to Church of the King Online at the beginning of 2023. I hope that you are going strong and seeking the Lord this year, that you are making the decisions. We talked about that last week. If you didn't watch last week's message, go back and watch it. It's making the decision. I am building a place for the Lord in my life. It's making the sacrifice. It's facing the enemy. And really, then it's just continuing to finish that work. So today, though, we are starting our series for the next 4 weeks called Turn the Page. It's letting God write your story. And so along with this is, if you're in person, you're going to hear some pretty cool stories of some people in our body that are just how God's met them and how God's used them. As well as, before I get into the message, I want to let you all know that we're starting starting our prayer and fasting, 21 days of prayer and fasting, us intentionally seeking the Lord together. In fact, you can click on the link. We're going to have a prayer and fasting guide for you. So if you're wondering what fasting is all about, what prayer and fasting entails, what does this mean for me? It's all in that guide. So I encourage you to click on that resource so that we can together seek the Lord and we can let Him write our story. That's what this series is all about, letting God write our story. It's turn the page. So maybe you're in a place like, you know, hey, this was my story, I need to turn the page. Let's go ahead and do that. You know, the reality is this, like everybody has stories about their lives that they love to tell. I mean, there's like the stories, oh man, there was this big problem, but I overcame it. Or, man, I set this goal. I was gonna climb that mountain and I had to train and prepare and I did it and it was life-changing. Or the great decision that you're like, that was so the right thing. I can't believe I decided to move there. Wow, looking back, that was such a big deal. Or there's that stupid thing that you did, but it turned out funny and not terrible. I've got a bunch of those. And then there's the stories that we don't want to tell. We all have those too. Here's the thing though, like as I look back, on both the good and the bad, there's these seemingly small decisions that ended up having significant impact in my life. Like, it changed the course of my life. And looking back, like, what were those decisions? Obviously, there's a bunch. I remember talking to the prettiest girl I had seen. And somehow, even though I thought she was like way out of my league, I asked for her number and she gave it to me. And then I remember going home later that evening and look, I can see it in my mind right now. 4573129. And I remember looking at that number and then holding in my hand one of those old 90s cordless phones with the antenna that you can grab with your teeth and pull them out. You old if you can remember that. And I remember with my hands shaking, pushing in those numbers. 337. 457. 3129. Nervous. And then, hi, is this Lisa? Wow. And out of that has been over 25 years of marriage, 4 kids, amazing times, times that you're like, man, I was dumb. But it seemed like such a small decision at the time. I'm going to ask this girl for a number. I'm scared to death. I can't believe these words are coming out of my mouth. Hey, what's your phone number? I can't believe I summoned up the energy and the courage to punch in those numbers on that cordless phone back in my room in Jennings, Louisiana, to call somebody in Eunice, Louisiana, and go, hey, is this Lisa? But guess what? Our small decisions can have huge, life-changing impact in the direction that we go in. So here's the first thought. I've got two thoughts that I want to give to you today. Here's the first one. The decisions that we made yesterday determine the stories we tell today. What if I'd never gotten that number? Or what if I got it, but I never called it? My whole life would be fundamentally different because the decisions that we made yesterday determine the stories that we tell today. The second thing, the decisions that we make today, they're going to determine the stories that we tell tomorrow. What's the moral of the story? our decisions really matter. Our decisions really matter. So here's the question. It's the biggest question of the day. How do we live a story worth telling? That's what this whole series is all about. How do I live a story worth telling? Maybe you need to turn the page and let God write your story so that your story is worth telling. So here's what we're going to do for the next four weeks. Here's week one. We're going to decide to start. What are you going to start doing that you know that God's calling you to do that will probably have a pretty significant impact in the stories that you tell tomorrow because of what you're deciding to start today? That's week one. That's today. What are we deciding to start? Week two, we're going to decide to stop. What is it that you need to stop so that you can be what you know God's called you to be? What about the behaviors, the mindsets, the attitudes, all of those things that maybe we know that's not quite right? That's week two. We're deciding to stop some things. What are those things? The third week, we're deciding to stay. Sometimes it's easier just to go. But where is it that God's calling you to? What's the story that He's writing? And where in your life do you need to stay somewhere? And then week four, we're going to decide to go. Because God has all of us on a mission. And here's what I've found. When you say, Lord, I'm going to start what you've called me to start. I'm going to stop what I know you don't want me to keep doing. I'm going to stay where you want me to be. This is what I've found. You'll know the next step in going. So, today, I have decided to start. It's the title of the message today. I've decided to start. What is it that you've decided to start? So we're going to look at the character of Gideon. And if you don't know who Gideon is, you're going to find out in just a moment. We look at Judges chapter 6, we see that the nation of Israel has been oppressed by its enemies. So much so that when the oppressors come in, at harvest time, they steal all of the grain, they kill people, they take all of their plunder that they can, they haul people off. The entire nation is living in fear. And we see this one young man, Gideon, hiding in a wine press, threshing grain. He's hiding from the enemy. And he has a divine encounter. So here we go. Chapter 6 of Judges, verse 11, it says, Then the angel of the Lord came and sat beneath the great tree at Ophrah, which belonged to Joash of the clan Abiezer. And Gideon, the son of Joash, was threshing wheat at the bottom of a wine press to hide the grain from the Midianites. The angel of the Lord appeared to him and said, Mighty hero, the Lord is with you. Sir, Gideon replied, if the Lord is with us, why has all this happened to us? And where are all the miracles that our ancestors told us about? Didn't they say the Lord brought us up out of Egypt, but now the Lord has abandoned us and handed us over to the Midianites? This doesn't seem like the start of a very great story, but as we see what happens, we realize that Gideon ultimately did let God write his story, and that's my heart for you, that you let God write your story. So here's three questions that we've got to ask and answer today. Here's the first one. What does God want you to be? You ever ask that? Like so often we're wrapped up, Lord, what do you want me to do? I think Gideon was doing everything that he could. He's dealing with a really adverse situation where the Midianites are coming in and killing people, taking all of their grain, all of their goods, taking slaves out, taking the Israelites, making them slaves. It's a bad, bad situation. He's hiding, threshing out grain, hoping to eke out some sort of food source for his family. This is a bad situation. And I would imagine, like so many people, because I've been there as well, in tough spots, you're like, Lord, what do you want me to do? What do you have for me? Like, what do you want me to do? And I think that maybe that's the wrong question to ask. Maybe the question is not what we're called to do when things are tough. You know, we know that there's a change that needs to be made. We want the page that we are on to turn. So often it's like, what can I do? What do I need to do? Look, doing is a part of it, but that's not the primary question. Here's the primary question. Those three questions that we're going to ask today, here's the first one. What does God want you to be? What does God want you to be. It's out of being that comes our purpose. We are not called human doings. We're called human beings. So are you what God's created you to be? I want to read this again with that thought in your mind. That really, that question, what do you want me to be? Gideon was threshing wheat at the bottom of the wine press, and the angel of the Lord appeared to him and said, "Mighty hero, the Lord is with you." And then Gideon's response is like, wow, if the Lord's with us, why are all this terrible tragedies happening? Where are all the miracles that I heard about? Like, didn't God, I heard all the miracles. Oh, we came out of Egypt. The Red Sea parted, provided water from a rock. Manna was on the ground. But here I am eking out an existence. And you're telling me that God's with us. But in this passage is a huge key that in that moment, Gideon missed. What does God want you to be? You ready for the answer? Here it is. God wants you to be what he calls you. He wants you to be what he calls you. We'll read it another time. Gideon was threshing wheat at the bottom of wine press, hiding from the Midianites, and the angel of the Lord appeared to him and said, "Mighty hero, the Lord is with you." What did God call him? This is a very young man, possibly even a teenager, hiding from the enemy, just trying to stay alive. He's in survival mode. And the angel of the Lord, a supernatural being, shows up to Gideon, and the first words out of his mouth, "Mighty hero." You see, God had already named Gideon. And he didn't call him insignificant. He didn't call him fearful. He didn't condemn him. He called him mighty hero. And then he said, "The Lord's with you." Do you know what God's called you and created you to be? Because it might be in stark contrast to what your circumstances are telling you where you are. But the question isn't about where, it's about who. And when you know who God is, you know who you are because you hear his voice speaking to you that you are not the least, you are the greatest. That you are his child, you are his son or daughter. You're loved by him and he's with you. And yes, often in this broken world, our circumstances will stand in stark contrast to who God's called us to be and who we truly are if we just believe his word about us. Are you going to start today believing what God says about you? There's no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. The law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set us free from the law of sin and death. Man. Do you know that? Most people think thoughts of death about themselves. They think negatively about themselves. That is not how God thinks about you. That is not who he created you to be. And in fact, it doesn't matter what you've been through, where other people's sin has stained and scarred and marked you. It doesn't matter what sin you've committed that has done that to your own heart and soul, and maybe you've hurt other people along the way, because God is a God of redemption and new beginnings. Revelation 21, after all of the tribulation, Jesus sits on the throne of heaven and says, "Behold, I make all things new." Write that down, because my words are faithful and true. And let me tell you, you need to hear the word that God speaks about who you are, and it doesn't matter where you've come from. It doesn't matter what you've done. Today is the day of a brand new start. Today is the day where you can take that ticket of your life, that story of your life that's filthy and gross and painful and hard, and you can literally turn the page to something that's blank and fresh and new, and you can allow God to write your story. But you got to believe who he is and what he speaks about you. That he says, I know what I have in store for you. It's Jeremiah 29:11, one of my life verses. I know what I have in store for you. It's not destruction. It's not calamity. To give you a future and a hope. And we all love John 3:16, for God so loved the world. You need to know that you're loved by God, that he's with you. You need to know that he gave the greatest gift so that you could walk in relationship with him. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him will not perish, but will have everlasting life. But Jesus didn't come into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. See, that's John 3:17. Jesus didn't come to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. It is the enemy that brings those thoughts of condemnation. If the Lord's with us, why has all this happened? The Lord's abandoned us and handed us over to the Midianites. That's Gideon. Gideon's in a bad place. The angel shows up and says, mighty hero, God's with you. Really? God's with me? He's got an attitude. Gideon's got a pretty bad attitude because his circumstances are pretty bad. Oppressed by the enemy, having to hide just to make enough of a difference with the grain that he has so that maybe he can feed himself and his family. God's abandoned us. That's how he felt. But that's not who God called him to be. He's mad at God. Yeah, a lot of people get mad at God, but that doesn't change how God thinks about you. In the middle of his anger, his frustration, and his fear, God spoke this to him, sent a messenger, an angel. Mighty hero, I'm with you. You need to hear that. God's with you. He thinks good things about you. And he has a plan for you. What does God want you to be? He wants you to be what he calls you. So maybe you need to get close enough to him so that you can hear his voice. People all the time, like, I haven't heard from the Lord. Jesus said this, if you seek me, you're going to find me. And my question to them is, are you seeking him? You have to be close enough to the Lord to be able to hear his voice. You seek him, I promise you, you'll find him. If you don't think that's true, put me to the test. Start seeking him every day. Take 10 minutes. Lord, I'm going to pray. I'm going to set my mind on you, and I'm going to speak to you, and then I'm going to listen. I'm going to read your word, and I'm going to ask you to speak to me. You do that for, let's do 21 days. Hey, we're in the middle of 20. We're starting now. 21 days of prayer and fasting. Put it to the test. Question one, what does God want you to be? What he calls you to be? Question two, what do you need to start? Verse 16. Then the Lord turned to him and said, go with the strength that you have and rescue Israel from the Midianites. I am sending you. What do you need to start? You need to start what God calls you to, because when God shows up, he's going to define who you are, a mighty hero. He's going to tell you that I'm with you, and you can moan and complain and whine, but God doesn't even pay attention to any of Gideon's grumblings. Mighty hero, the Lord is with you. Oh, really? That's why the enemy's all around. That's why we are oppressed. That's why I'm in this wine press, hiding, threshing grain so that people don't come and kill me. What happened to all the miracles? Where are they? God. Oh, people say, God's great. God's good. He took us out through out of Egypt and on the dry ground through the Red Sea. Where are you at? God, you abandoned us, God. That's Gideon. Mighty hero, I'm with you. He ignores all of Gideon's complaints. Why? Because they were spoken as a lie. It wasn't true that God had not abandoned them. And then he says this, go in the strength that you have and rescue Israel from the Midianites. I am with you. What do you need to start? You need to start whatever it is God calls you to. You'll never start what God calls you to unless you know who you are. And you'll never know who you are unless you listen to his voice instead of the voice in your head and the voice in this world. I want you to have an amazing God story life. I want you to look back and go, wow, I made these small decisions to start something. Listening to the voice of the Lord, shutting down the voice of the fear, operating in faith, and like knowing who I am, and then going where God's called me to be. It makes all the difference. Look at Gideon's reply. But Lord, how can I rescue Israel? My clan's the weakest in the whole tribe of Manasseh. I'm the least in my entire family. He's still questioning. And the Lord said to him, I will be with you, and you will destroy Midian as if you were fighting against one man. I'm not going to read the rest of the story. It's Judges chapter 6 and 7. You need to read it. Go read it. If you don't have a Bible, you can download the Bible app. I use the YouVersion. If you need a physical Bible, I'll give you one like this. Just let us know. Let me tell you the rest of the story. Ultimately, Gideon ends up believing that God is with him and that God created him for that moment. And God uses Gideon and his faith and his obedience to deliver an entire nation from oppression. What does God want you to be? It's not about what he wants you to do. What does God want you to be? He wants you to be what he calls you to. What do you need to start? Probably know the answer. It's a discipline, whatever it is. You're going to have to, like I talked about last week, you're going to have to face your foes and your fears. But when you know that God's with you and that he calls you hero, makes it so much easier. You're still going to encounter like being scared. You're still going to encounter resistance and difficulty and trial. But you'll make it through because you know God's with you. And you have purposed to walk in obedience. I am starting to seek you. I'm starting and stepping out. What is it? What do you need to be? What God calls you to be? What God calls you, that's what you need to be. What he says about you, what do I need to start? What God is calling you to, you know, I don't know what God's calling you to specifically, but I bet if you draw near to him, he'll tell you. And here's the last thing, and this is the end of the message. What are you going to do? If you've watched this long, I'm asking you the question, what are you going to do? You have a choice to make. Are you going to start seeking God? Are you going to start believing what he says about you? Are you going to start stepping out into the story that he's writing for you? I hope so. And maybe you needed this message and you've been like, man, I need a change. God created you to be a rescuer of people who are oppressed. God created you to be a hero. He created you. Man, I'm talking to you too. He created you for that. You got to believe him and what he says about you and overcome your fear to step out in faith into the destiny that he has for you. That's how you write your story. Here's how it begins. You ready? You pray and you mean it. It's not about the words. It's about the heart with which the words are spoken. So pray with me if you know that you need to start today believing who God says you are and stepping out into what he's calling you to. Father, I believe your word for me, that you love me, that you know me, you've forgiven me, that Jesus died on that cross for me. Lord, I'm going to step out into what you have called me to. Today, I start allowing you to write my story as I follow you. Jesus, I surrender all to you in your name. Amen. Listen, if you prayed that prayer, I want to connect you to resources and relationships that can help you grow. Let us know. Click on the link underneath. Man, I'm super excited about this series. Let's start praying, seeking the Lord together. I know this, the best is yet to come. God bless.